right. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I am well. How are you this afternoon?
Well, you know, it's a little mixed. It's a fantastically beautiful day, hopefully in Milwaukee also. So that's, I mean, it's just like in Wisconsin,
yeah.
It's the day that you want to be outside, right?
So, yeah, for sure.
So that's excellent. But as you also know, I had to cancel my summer session and my program today, so I'm a little down.
Yeah.
And I
know
do my homework.
And what?
I didn't do my homework.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember, but I remember I was supposed to have one conversation. I think it was it the other Karen who asked me to come up with a homework? So, and I did. I failed.
Yeah. Well, failed is a strong word, but what do you think got in the way of you not being able to have that conversation with her?
Well, I think I've just been super stressed, so I'm not sure it's a good time for me to have, you know, a heart-to-heart with a friend who's also stressed. But B, she left town, so she was out of town for a week. So I can use that as an excuse. But I've been having all sorts of different difficult conversations with, like, my neighbor who I'm in a dispute with now because of where he's parking this giant van. And then also a former colleague who had some unresolved conflict with, who I did talk to today. So at least I'm dealing with conflict, but not with my friend Karen yet.
Okay. And in dealing with conflict, and you mentioned you've been sort of learning some things. What are you learning?
Well, it's interesting, you know. I'm a pretty adept conflict avoider most times, and I've seemed to have just stumbled into a period of time where I can't avoid really any of it. So I'm in this contract negotiation now with the State Medical Society, which is one form of conflict, right? Is to, you know, in a formal legal negotiation, all the way down to a neighbor who I think might be, like, emotionally unbalanced. So it's like this whole spectrum of rationality.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm supposed to be learning more about boundaries.
Mm. What does that mean to you when you say boundaries?
Well, so I have another project, which I think I've also talked to you a little bit about, called Civic Consulting, and that's the part where I need to have a conversation, I guess, with Karen, my other Karen, coming up pretty soon, in that I think I have a history. Another friend pointed this out this week to me. I have a history of I start projects and then I let other people take them over.
Mm.
And part of that probably is I avoid conflict. So if someone decides they're the boss, then I just let them be the boss. But another piece of it might be also that I maybe can't commit to some of these projects. And so the Civic Consulting project promises to have, now that we have a corporate philanthropist involved, promises to actually have a pretty high profile. So maybe, you know, it's easier to hide behind things if you let other people take over. So, you know, and then my neighbor is a really good mirror, right? So he thinks that what I say doesn't matter, so he just does what he wants, even though the association documents forbid him from doing what he's been doing for 6 weeks. And so I guess it's easier not to fight with them, except that then I have to sit with this giant van parked next to my building forever.
Sure.
Like, chipmunks are living in it. It's rusted out and terrible. So anyway, it's like on all levels, these mirrors of where are my boundaries, like what's acceptable and what's not.
Yeah. So is that something you'd like to explore in our session today?
It seems to be all I can think about other than the weather.
Okay, so it's all around you for some reason right now. So if you were to, you know, walk away with from our session today with something that would be really helpful to you, what would that look like?
Well, I guess I'm going to go back to maybe one of my first conversations with Susan a few weeks ago, in that it would be, I really benefit from other people's perspectives about how they view maybe their own boundaries or ways that they think about or frame standing up for themselves, because I don't want to think of what I'm doing as selfish. But I think there is some sort of boundary that you have to have. You know, my other friend Mary, who was telling me I have this history of letting other people just sort of take over after, you know, I do the background work and then I just hand things over. What she said to me, and I'm not sure I agree with her, but what she said is, you know, everybody has only their own best interest at heart. No one's looking out for you but you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I want to believe exactly that, but I think there is some truth in that. So I would just, you know, I like to, if you've had to deal with some of these same sorts of boundary setting issues or ways to sort of stand up for yourself without diminishing someone else, I mean, I would like to hear that. But if I have to self-generate everything, I think I'm going to be a problem for you today, Karen.
Oh, I don't think you're a problem at all. And certainly, you know, getting others' perspectives might be something that could be very helpful to you as a takeaway from the session, perhaps. But I think one of the things that, you know, coaching is designed to do is to, you know, maybe shine a flashlight in some of those areas of you, your mind, your thoughts that maybe aren't as, you know, clear to you at the moment. And so I absolutely believe that you have things within you that are going to lead you in the right direction and you know, solving sort of some of the challenges that you might be having. And, you know, coaching is just designed to bring that out. Now, like I said, there may be some follow-up actions that you want to take to get some other perspectives, but, you know, if you wouldn't mind just kind of starting to focus on what might be really going on with you and how we can uncover some of that today.
Okay. So I'm sorry. So you're going to have to lead me a little bit more maybe than normal.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. So, you know, wanting to really, again, just make this a useful session for you. So there's this idea of boundaries and sort of exploring, you know, how do you stand up for yourself without diminishing others? Is that what I'm hearing?
I remember that, yes.
Okay. And if you were to walk away today having a clear understanding or maybe some strategies or what have you of being able to feel like, okay, I can stand up for myself and not diminish others, would that be time well spent?
Yes, thank you. That would be good.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So where would you kind of like to start with all of that? You've mentioned a few different places where this seems to be showing up. Is there one in particular that's more important to you or more prevalent?
Well, I guess they're all important to me. Like if I didn't care about the stupid van I can see out of my window right now, I would just leave that be, because I, you know, the guy is the kind of guy that might have a gun and just go sort of crazy. So obviously I care enough that I'm going to try not to be bullied by him. But, I mean, in terms of larger life issues, the contract negotiation with the medical society is much more important than the van.
Uh-huh.
So honestly, Karen, any level is fine with me. They're all important to me, which is probably why I'm tired. Maybe I should make them less important to me somehow. Maybe if I weren't so emotionally attached to all of this, it would be easier.
Okay. And so as you say that out loud, what does that kind of bring up for you as you think of all of those circumstances?
Well, one of the things I just was on the phone with a physician working on the continuing medical education credits for my program. And so that's for fall. So that felt good. It's like, oh, something's moving forward, right? And the other thing I was thinking is maybe these conflicts, it seems like sometimes you can't resolve everything when you want to. Like I can't make the contract negotiation go any faster than it's going. I can't make my neighbor move his van, even though the neighborhood association is now telling him to do it. But what I could do is focus on the next big project and just try to set those other things aside. Maybe that's part of why I just feel so tired, is because I just keep focusing on these things I can't control. I mean, I'm participating, but I can't resolve them myself.
Yeah.
And I could write a proposal in the sunshine this afternoon as opposed to thinking about all of this stuff.
Yeah. I heard the energy in your voice just kind of change there for a minute.
If I can avoid the conflict with my friend Karen, I guess I sure would like to. Right? So maybe
sure,
I'm just...
But...
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I think you drew a distinction there for yourself around things that you can control, right?
Hmm.
And things that you can't.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And so as it relates to your friend Karen, what can you control there?
Well, and I still haven't had a conversation with her. She just got back into town yesterday, and I think it sounds like she's super busy this week trying to catch up, and she's not available for the group phone call on Monday with the folks from New York. So quite honestly, that's just as well, because if she were to be on that call, I would have to try to talk to her first, and now I can at least have a little breathing space and try to talk to her next week about it. So, and maybe I can't handle all of these things at once. Maybe there's just so much conflict resolution I'm able to physically handle.
Sure, absolutely. And so I think that comes back to, that idea of what can you control?
I suppose timing, yeah. Sometimes, I mean, I can't control what the neighbor's doing, but if I have the neighbor and the medical society, maybe that's enough for now.
Yeah. And when you say that, how do you feel?
Oh, it'd be nice to just think about something else. It'd be nice to think about something more positive and hopeful. So actually writing a proposal for this other group would be a relief. And that's usually how I gauge if I'm moving in a good direction. I just feel a sense of relief.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of relief do you want with Karen?
Well, she's more important to me than the van or the contract. So I just want to be sure that whenever I do talk to her about this, that I'm in a good space and I'm not projecting a lot of my angst from other areas onto her. Because, we do better, I think, with conflict when we feel less stressed. And so when you don't have a lot of emotional reserves, feeling on edge in general, I think that's not a good time to be having really important conversations mm-hmm. if you don't have to. So, yeah, I just want to feel more loving when I'm and calm when I talk to her.
Yeah. Oh, and that's just a fabulous perspective to come from, obviously, because you do care about her. How can you be more loving and calm with yourself?
I gotta go outside. I gotta
yeah.
go out. After this phone call, I'm going outside. And, and my lawyer, this is hilarious. So my lawyer checked with me about the Medical Society contract just now. She said, you know, in email, she's like, did you hear anything? I'm like, no, no response. And, you know, but fingers crossed. And then she wrote back and she says, do you want to go to a barbecue, a bluegrass barbecue with us this Thursday? It'll be a table of lawyers, but we have an extra ticket. And I'm like, yes, I'll go drink beer with a bunch of lawyers. That just seems like the best thing ever.
That sounds like it could be a
In answer to your question, I just was very excited about this bluegrass beer brewery thing, and I thought, I have to have more fun. You know, if I was having more fun, I think, you know, the van would bother me less.
Ah, okay. So putting a little bit more fun into your life right now is going to help Kathy.
Yeah, you know, the being reflective only works so much. After a while, you have to just have a drink and dance for a while, I think.
Yeah.
That's against the Buddhist or whatever, but, you know, that only works for so long. It's kind of grim if you do it just that.
Yeah. So as you think about all of that and sort of what we started this conversation around, which is, you know, thinking about weight without diminishing others, what sort of comes up for you now?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I think I'm just too tired to be in a super reflective space for very long. I think maybe just a little distance from it all would be helpful.
Mm.
So thus the fun, thus the, you know, the music and the being outside, just not, it's just like when you're working on a creative project, you know, you just can't sit and focus on it all the time. You got to get up and walk around and think about other things.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's part of what's missing. There's been too much heaviness. Not enough sunshine.
Right. And certainly, as you said, living in Wisconsin, we don't get all that much sunshine. So taking advantage of it. So it sounds like you're sort of prioritizing what's really important to you.
Well, I suppose that would be, I asked you for a bigger framework, and I think that's a nice one, because having these boundaries is just an expression of what's important to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the contract negotiation has everything to do with my own intellectual property and my own freedom to collaborate with whomever I want, and so that's what's important to me. My lawyer spent weeks redrafting that contract to make it so it's palatable, and I'm trying to be mindful about how to have that conversation with my friend because she's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the van guy, you know, it's really not that important. That's why I just turned it over to the neighborhood association and just let them do whatever it is they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Like, what's really important to me? That would be a more positive way to think about all of this conflict, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's helpful. Thank you, Karen.
Oh, of course. Of course. So, just to kind of check in, you know, how did this go for you? Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up or talk about?
If I were maybe more rested, I'd feel more creative about how to use our time, but I'm just feeling we've got sort of to a peaceful place now, and I guess I'd like to stay there. I don't want to stir up a whole bunch more stuff.
Absolutely. No, that's good. Peacefulness is a great place to be sometimes, and it sounds like you need that right now.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's been stirred up. So maybe that's what I'll do. I'll sit in the sunshine and make a list of my priorities. That might help me with my proposal writing also, because a friend of mine was saying, well, Masara, whom you also know, was saying that sometimes, you know, life's plan for us is bigger than we see. And so I'm hopeful that just because this summer session of the program didn't go forward, maybe something that means, you know, the space is open for something bigger to come. So that would be a nice way to think about it.
That's a lovely way to think about it. And I really just want to acknowledge you for having that perspective on it, because a lot of times people don't. But, yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
Well, I can't take credit for that. That was her trying to give me a pep talk, and I think it's working.
Okay.
So I got good friends here.
Yeah.
Good friends who are, you know, think of unique ways to frame what's going on. So that's, you know, that's another thing I could do is just make a little list of what I'm grateful for, too.
That's great, too, because sometimes we do forget all of those things that we have to be grateful for. So what's something that you learned about yourself today in our session that you could use and take forward?
Well, I think this thing about priorities is really important. I think there is, I think that might be a major theme of what's happening right now for me, is that essentially a bunch of people are presenting me with either opportunities or just their own behaviors where I have to decide if I'm okay with that or if I need to negotiate something different with them. And so it would be good for me to be clear on what my priorities actually are. Like, my freedom is a number one priority, and to not be bullied is also apparently really important to me. It makes me really upset to feel like someone's trying to intimidate me. So, so I guess it'd be good to just have a better understanding of what my own value set is at this point in my life. I'm going to turn 50 at the end of the year, so that might be a good time to know more of who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, values are really important. And it's interesting that it sort of changed for you in that moment of priorities to values and using that word.
Well, are they different?
I'm not sure. They're just two different words. Are they different to you?
And I guess I'm not sure how you know what your priorities are if you don't know what your values are. But again, I'm tired, so I might be overthinking this. I was trying to help one of my program participants. She was telling me she wants to do this retreat with her group, and she wants to do a workflow analysis with her group, you know, and workflow analysis is something engineers do, and it's pretty hard and in depth and precise. And so I'm like trying to figure out, well, how, and she's like, can you help me? And I'm thinking, I don't know how to teach you how to be an engineer. So I was overthinking it totally. All she really wanted were ideas for retreats. So I just loaned her a book. It was so much easier than I was making it. I got really stuck when she said that phrase. I thought she meant something specific, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So, again, maybe, you know, I'm making too much out of all of this. Maybe it's just a van. You know? That's all it is.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. 5 minutes.
Okay. So, sitting in the sunshine this afternoon, making a list of your priorities, of values that drive those priorities, anything else that you want to do to move forward from here as it relates to, you know, the bigger goals you set for yourself?
I think you're reminding me. I can't remember if it was which of the former conversations it was. I thought we talked a little bit about mutuality in relationships, like, and I think that's part of this too. So, and my habit of like giving up what I'm working on to someone just because they want me to, and I guess part of me has wanted to also. So, so whatever that is. Is something I need to spend more time thinking about, too. What is it in me that I keep repeating these patterns? I create something and then I let other people or invite other people to take it over. So I think that's part of the values, too, or the priorities. Is somewhere in there I have to create a new pattern for myself.
Yeah.
So that'll be good to think about. And that leads into, you know, the new proposals, like what do I really want to spend my time on? Contract negotiations aren't much fun and they're pretty darn expensive, so less of that would be good.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. No, I think that's great. I think that's a really fabulous insight to have, to say, you know, what are those patterns? And as you think about these values and weaving that all together for yourself.
Yeah, I can figure that out this afternoon, right? No problem there.
Yeah.
But thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. It was good to hear your voice today.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was good to hear yours as well. So it sounds like I will let you run off to the sunshine.
Yeah, and I'm going to go sit outside. I think it's time.
Yeah, do. Vitamin D is always helpful.
Okay. Well, and everybody, thank you.
Yes, Kathy.